Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for December 2024. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading the lineup tonight, presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV.
Kia ora and Paul Matade. The Council and AREC LLC Working Party has begun work on the issues raised by the lawyers. Council now has a documented exam procedure and is now looking at updating the outdated questions in the question bank. This will hopefully tidy things up until the new question bank comes live. Council is also looking at formulating a long-term strategy for the association. ZL1DKS Cam Woods will retire as the NZART Youth Officer at Conference 2025. The new Youth Officer will be ZL2TIN James Riley Ledbetter. James will take on the role as of June 1st. A reminder that the Jock White Memorial Field Day is fast approaching and will be held on February 22nd and 23rd. It is always great to hear and see all the clubs and home stations come up. More details later in tonight's broadcast. As we head into 2025, a reminder that the conference AGM will be held on King's Birthday weekend in Wellington. This has been put together by a number of clubs in the Wellington region, and we all look forward to seeing you there this coming June. From my family and I, a very Merry Christmas and a safe, happy New Year. See you all in 2025. That's it from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Early notice tonight of the Te Puke Amateur Radio Club Branch 53's Market Day, being held on Saturday, March the 8th in 2025 at the Paengaroa Community Hall, 4 Old Coach Road, Paengaroa. Now the venue opens for vendors at 6:30 a.m. with a sale time for buyers of 9:30 a.m. Note there'll be a door charge of $2 per person. Now to table costs. Pre-sale, a 1.8 metre table, $20. On the day, that'll cost you $25. Pre-sale, a half table, $12, and on the day, $15. Now, for further information and table bookings, contact Sid Rowe, ZL1LWR. You can phone Sid 07-533-1029, 07-533-1029, or on his mobile 027-248-8664. 027-248-8664. Or you can drop him an email, of course, sidrowe@extra.co.nz. S-Y-D-R-O-W-E at extra.co.nz. Now, hot breakfasts will be available from 7:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. at reasonable prices. Now that's the Te Puke Amateur Radio Club's Market Day on Saturday, March the 8th, 2025 at the Paengaroa Community Hall. Time now to head to Upper Hutt and its season's greetings to the NZART headquarters team.
Thank you, Jim, and kia ora NZART. We are aware of the latest issue of break-in cover sheet having an email address instead of your name. On behalf of our mailing contractors who have taken full responsibility, we apologise for any inconvenience. The discount period has ended, and as such, those who haven't paid for their subs are now required to pay the full amount indicated on their invoice. This is the final reminder to send in your election nominations to be on council before the 31st of December deadline. As a member of council, you can have a direct, positive impact on driving things forward. You must submit your nomination form and biographical details to the returning officer before the deadline. You can find the nomination form and further information about the election on our website. Remits also must be submitted before the 31st of December. Please ensure all remits are submitted to headquarters before this date so that they can be voted on at conference. You can contact headquarters at nzart@nzart.org.nz or admin@nzart.org.nz. Conference is now confirmed to be held on King's Birthday weekend. And a reminder that there is no info line or official broadcast in January. The office will be closed from the 23rd of December for the holiday period and will open again on the 6th of January. However, emails in the PO box will be monitored until the 3rd of January for remits and election nominations. I am very grateful to all the support I've been shown this year stepping into the role of admin, and I look forward to the time ahead. I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. Over to you, Debbie.
Tēnā tātou katoa. Greetings to you all. For 25 years, I've been working alone. However, over the past 3 years, NZART office staff has increased to 4, 2 ARC administrators, Annalise and Claire, and my new administrator, Sarah Jane Morrow, and myself for NZART. Sarah, as we affectionately call her in the office, has been with us since March this year, and by all accounts did well, covering for me while I was off dicky touring my way around Europe for 7 weeks. Please remember in the new year to contact Sarah directly by email to admin@nzart.org.nz. I am merely here to help her with some of the more tricky inquiries members can often ask, and of course to allocate call signs. All call sign inquiries should come directly to me, nzart@nzart.org.nz. It's that time of year that I get to thank you all for your ongoing support of the Association. Also, to offer sincere thanks for your patience as we progress the NZART database, accounting package, and website into a more user-friendly environment where it won't be too long that members will be able to access digital break-in. Well, that's it from me, Jim. Many blessings to you all for a happy and safe holiday season. Nga mihi o te kirihimiti me te tātou. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie, ZL2DL and Sarah Jane, the NZART headquarters team. Joining us tonight with Women's Amateur Radio News from the NZYL Group, it's welcome to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And season's greetings from the NZYL Group. It's been lovely to have some new YLs join the group this year, and we look forward to meeting them face-to-face sometime soon, maybe at Conference 2025 in Wellington. If you're travelling through the holidays, we hope that YLs will check into a net or put out a call as they journey through our beautiful countryside. On behalf of Topsy, our chairperson, and the NZYL Group, we wish you all a wonderful Christmas, a prosperous new year, and a safe and happy holiday season. That's all from us tonight, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary, and congratulations to you on your recent appointment as patron of the North Shore Amateur Radio Club, Branch 29. Well done. Rosemary Boucher, ZL1RO, reporting tonight for the NZYL Group. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week with a closer look at the ionosphere with the help of HAMSCI. Many of us learned more about ionospheric changes that occur during a solar eclipse, but what's to be learned when researchers create an artificial solar eclipse? Two satellites are trying to help answer that question. Here's Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, with that story.
Two satellites were launched from India in early December to study the sun's corona, creating artificial solar eclipses that will enable image capture of the sun's outer atmosphere. Flying in formation 150 metres apart, the two European Space Agency's Proba 3 satellites, Oculta and Chronograph, will work in tandem to create a precisely controlled shadow from one platform to the other and capture high-frequency images that will assist in the study of plasma waves and jets believed to heat the corona and have an impact on solar wind. The satellites are focusing on part of the corona that conventional instruments have not been able to study so far. The insights gained are expected to expand researchers' knowledge of elements of solar weather, such as coronal mass ejections and the acceleration of solar wind. ESA's Director General, Joseph Aschbacher, called Probe 3, quote, an important step toward more complex space operations. This mission shows how smaller spacecraft can work together to achieve goals that were not possible before. End quote. This is Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
The Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association is about to mark a half century of bringing WILES together to celebrate amateur radio. They're hoping to gather some stories and some photos of years past as we hear from Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Alara is turning 50 in 2025, and the big celebration will be in July at the Novotel Glen Waverley in Victoria. But there's plenty of work to be done beforehand. Organisers are assembling photographs of Alara members through the years, pictures showing them at various Alara events or simply operating portable and in their home shacks. These images are, after all, the story of Alara and how it grew to have a roster of more than 200 members, according to its website. A number of those members are overseas and have joined by being sponsored by YLs living here in Australia. Anyone with photos to share should contact Alara's president at the email address president@alara.org.au. Meanwhile, to finish up the business of 2024, Alara members will once again close out the year by presenting the national newscast for the Wireless Institute of Australia on the 22nd of December. Be listening. This is Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
In the world of DX, the Israel Association of Radio Communication is celebrating the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah with special event stations 4X8NER and 4Z8NER starting on the 25th of December through the 2nd of January. See QRZ.com for QSL details. A certificate will be available. The bands are busy with calls from Santa Radio OF9X, Old Father 9 Xmas, until the 31st of December. Listen on 160 to 6 meters for CW, SSB, and FT8 signals. See QRZ.com for QSL details. The annual Russian New Year Radio Marathon will be on the air from the 29th of December to the 8th of January with special call signs R2025NY and UE25NY. The event is being run by the Miller DX Club, QSL via RQ7L. Get ready for Ham Radio University in the United States. Club station W2HRU will be on the air from Long Island, New York, from the 30th of December through to the 4th of January, when the educational all-day event takes place for its 26th year. See QRZ.com for details. A printable QSL certificate will be available. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. NZART Portable Activity Day will once again take place on New Year's Day, the 1st of January. Look at the website www.nzart.org.nz/activities/contests. That's NZART Portable Activity Day on January the 1st. Also coming up is the Jock White Memorial Field Day. This annual contest is named after Jock White, ZL2GX, NZART's contest and awards manager for over 40 years. This contest is primarily to test branch organisation and to weld a team of workers together. Your team can aim to be as competitive or as social as you like. There's work for all, spouses, partners, prospective radio amateurs and club members. The 2025 Jock White Memorial Field Day Contest is being held on Saturday and Sunday, the 22nd and 23rd of February. See the full details on the NZART webpage www.nzart.org.nz/activities/contests. Down to Christchurch we go now to update on the activities of NZRT branches with Stephen, ZL4HG. Season's greetings, Stephen.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome to the final edition of Around the Branches for 2024. And we start with the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03, NZART. January the 1st is Amateur Radio Activity Day, and the club barbecue will be in operation at lunchtime. You'll have to bring your own meat, salads and refreshments, and the club will supply bread, butter and sauce. Down to Nelson Branch 26, where the annual barbecue at Rabbit Island will be held on the 19th of January. Listen on 7025 if you're unsure of the location or if the weather happens to look dodgy. The event begins from around 10:30 a.m. with lunch at 12 noon. Bring a salad or dessert to share while the club will provide all meats. You'll need to RSVP to Topsy, ZL2LS at Outlook.com, if you're planning on attending. And don't forget to bring your VHF handheld radio or other fox hunting gear. Over to Marlborough Branch 22, where the annual club barbecue will be held on the 12th of January at Onamalutu, starting from noon. The club will supply the barbecue, meat, bread and sauce, but bring a salad to share and something to eat with and sit on. You'll need to RSVP to Carol at simtronics.co.nz before the 8th of January. And finally to Otago Branch 30, where meetings are held from 7:30 p.m. at the club rooms at 109 McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. For January, on the 15th, there will be an open night, what we did on the holidays. On the 22nd, ZL4KT will give a talk on practical experience with variable AC. And on the 29th, ZL4DK will host, now delayed, quiz night. Well, that's all from me for 2024. Don't forget, Wednesday the 1st of January 2025 is NZART Activity Day. Quite a few branches are opening their club rooms for the day. Maybe yours could too. Thanks to everyone who has sent me their newsletters this year. They are really appreciated as a source of information about activities. Have a great and a safe Christmas. Back to you, Jim. Best wishes to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 23rd of February, 2025. There is no official broadcast in January. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for December 2024. Season's greetings, everyone, and a very good night. Good night now.